Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Wednesday's news, and we begin where we left off with Congressman Brady, and that's Republican criticism of the price tag on President Obama's budget blueprint for fiscal year 2010. You know, the one with the price tag of $3.6 trillion, which some experts say could get as high as $4 trillion when different factors are weighed in. At the Wednesday press briefing, Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says President Obama is doing all he can to stop unnecessary government spending.
The president is greatly concerned, and I think that shows in the efforts that he's taken to illuminate through transparency and accountability, wasteful spending, and earmarks in legislation.
Gibbs says the bottom line is there are certain things that are accounted for in this budget that have been neglected for too long, and so they need money now.
We have waited for far too long to address health care reform, and we've watched families struggle with it.
And when it comes to the issue of spending too much taxpayer money, Gibbs says the GOP criticism rings a little bit hollow when you consider the past 8 years.
We watched spending skyrocket over the course of the past 8 years.
Senators John McCain and Russ Feingold are teaming up once again. The bipartisan duo, which brought you campaign finance reform a number of years ago, is now banding together to bring the line item veto back up for debate. That's the tool that would allow the president to eliminate specific provisions inside a spending bill rather than have to reject or accept the entire package. Senator Feingold says both he and John McCain agree that the president should have that authority.
The bill we put forward would say when the president identifies things he wants to cut from a bill or earmarks, both the House and the Senate would have to pass a bill saying, yes, we want to do that, and then the president would have to sign it.
Senator Feingold says he's well aware of the legal fight that's sure to come. He knows that the courts in the past have rejected this on constitutional grounds.
It would actually be passed by Congress, signed by the president, and that gets around, I think, the problem that the Supreme Court had with the earlier line item veto that John McCain led on and that I supported.
Meanwhile, back at the White House, a health care reform summit is on the schedule for Thursday. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the guest list includes a wide variety of figures, including lawmakers, representatives of health care insurers, drug companies, and employers. Gibbs says many different views will be thrown out on the table.
The president doesn't go in with anything more than the notion that he hopes people will bring their ideas, whatever those ideas may be, and that they be put on the table and discussed.
But as he also mentioned in describing the budget for next year, Gibbs says the bottom line is the U.S. has waited too long to deal with health care.
This is not obviously going to be done overnight, but I think this is a good first step in starting a process that the president believes is long overdue.
Elsewhere on the economic front, car dealer associations are seeking President Obama's help to curb job loss in the troubled auto industry. The dealers are requesting policy assistance with auto loans and Small Business Administration funding to provide operating capital. Domestic auto sales dropped 41% in February. General Motors and Chrysler are already receiving billions of dollars in federal aid and are wanting billions more. On Wall Street today, stocks actually higher, the Dow up 150 points to close the day at 68.76, the NASDAQ up 33 to 1354, and the S&P 500 gaining 17 points to finish at 713. Crude oil ending higher on word of higher gasoline demand and falling inventories, oil 9% higher at $45.38 a barrel. Meanwhile, lawmakers also hearing today from British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who is in the nation's capital and addressing a joint session of Congress. His mission on this visit, both with President Obama on Tuesday and in addressing lawmakers today, saying that it's time for the world to band together and solve this economic crisis.
And our task is to rebuild prosperity and security in a wholly different economic world, where competition is no longer just local, but it's global, and where banks are no longer national, but they're international.
Over on the Senate side of Capitol Hill today, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, once again making a push for what he calls a truth commission designed to investigate Bush administration national security policies, including interrogation and possibility of torture. Leahy says it's vital that this commission be formed so we can get to the bottom of all this.
Warrantless searches, the suppression of free speech, surveillance without warrants, and transferring people to countries known to conduct interrogations that violate human rights. How can anyone suggest such policies do not deserve a thorough, objective review?
But the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, Pennsylvania's Arlen Specter, says the Justice Department is fully capable of doing such an investigation.
You have a Department of Justice which is fully capable of doing an investigation. They're not going to pull any punches on the prior administration.
Virtually all Republicans are opposed to the idea of this Truth Commission, saying it's basically a witch hunt expedition on the part of Senator Leahy, and even some Democrats aren't exactly excited about the idea. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, Obama's Pelosi problem. We'll talk about how the House Speaker and the President are butting heads when we're joined by Holly Bailey of Newsweek magazine. We'll have the second half of my interview with climatologist Dr. Tim Ball, and we'll talk about why the origins of the global warming movement are fraudulent. When we come back, though, on the program, we'll be joined by Cliff May of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies to discuss President Obama's Middle East policy. Stay tuned.